Hello, it's Philip Carter. Quick preamble, I've changed my Instagram name to Real Philip Carter. My backup is now Surreal Philip Carter, implying that over there I'm slightly weirder, which in fact isn't the case. But it's nice to have a backup because I realised I got shadow banned a few years ago for inciting violence. It was a SpongeBob meme. I got reported for a SpongeBob meme. Anyway, I've bothered the BBC a few minutes ago. I read them a poem. This isn't the poem. This is a different poem. It's called Blood Cell. Some unassuming moat, that's how it starts. In the moat of rainwater, ancient steppes become colonized by lichen. Yellowed cig packs and fresh as flyers lie sodden as if some student exploded here. The jokes just write themselves. And I sat there only once to write a poem and lost it. Where drones would one day film the place as if anyone ever sat there to do anything other them film the place, and a slimy line or two made their way further, and I slipped into something more comfortable, like the greasy feel of blood before it dries. And I coursed through the courses with coarse suit, coarse jokes of course and caricature, carcass and canvas bags like a tourist, cracking jokes about terminal Taurus and bleeding my way through tube to tube to tube station. Then back to corridor to back with a more famous ghost of a future self, standing where the world was split from past to present. Where spiraling half fossils scoffed upward at cheap dress shoes, scuffed and clip-clopping like horses every July as we coagulated, the last time our faces shared a frame of reference and a common postcode. Then to reconvene on younger feet each September, to survive half the night and fracture during a late-night clotting of young bodies on the thump-thumping mock ambulance strobe. And somewhere else it's about to begin again. The valve opens, a new hive mind floods into old hallways, and I'm still dancing in on old momentum, holding hands with a ghost while somewhere else, someone else falls in love. That's it. I hope you enjoyed this one. Bye.